The national parks turn 100 years old next week, and I'll be broadcasting from a national park. I'm not going to tell you which one just yet, but it is reliably awesome. Tune in Monday and Tuesday to find out. Meanwhile, all summer, we have been profiling national parks across the country, and today, it's Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. Joining us now is Cindy Orlando, superintendent there on the island of Hawaii. Cindy, welcome to Here and Now.
Aloha. Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for joining us. And tell us about this park for people who have not been lucky enough to make it all the way there to Hawaii to see it.
Well, Hawaii Volcanoes National Park was established 100 years ago in 1916. And it was established to protect and conserve the volcanic landscapes and, of course, the natural and cultural resources and historic sites. It encompasses two of the world's most active volcanoes, Kilauea and Mauna Loa. And it's the only park in the system that continuously creates new land.
And there's some activity going on right now with these volcanoes at the park, right?
Well, this summer we've had a couple of eruptions. We have two on Kilauea. Kilauea, by the way, has been continuously erupting since 1983.
Huh.
One at the summit at 4,000 feet within Halema'uma'u Crater. At night, there's a dramatic glow that has been seen since 2008. There's a lava lake that's vibrant and visible and has been viewed from the overlook of Jagger Museum. Very accessible. And of course, the other is our newest eruption located 4,000 feet from the summit at our coastal area. On the ride down, one is reminded by numerous geologic features of the power and force of the volcano and is really inspired by dramatic lava fields that represent the birth of new land. And the human story is also evident at Pu'uloa Petroglyph Field, where 23,000 carvings date back between the 13th and 15th centuries.
Hmm.
The flow has been visible on the Pali from the coastal viewing area. All of our lava flows can be accessed by those that are prepared. So we always recommend visitors check in with the rangers on duty before heading out. Walking on hardened lava is not easy.
Well, and I also remember when I visited many years ago that VOG was an issue. The volcanic fog made it difficult for people to go into certain areas.
That's right. And we do have to, at times, intermittently close certain sections of the park. You know, we are active volcanoes. The lava represents the birth of Pele. This is her sacred cultural landscape. And Pele is mesmerizing and beautiful, but she's also an active volcano, and there are associated hazards. So you have not only seismic events, you have eruptions, of course, the lava and volcanic gases, and we can also have explosions.
What is so dangerous for humans about the volcanic gases?
Well, you have this, in this particular case, we have SO2 that affects us directly in the park. But as that SO2 travels out to sea or up the coastline, those particulates break down, and it's actually little tiny fragments of glass. Lava is glass. So folks need to be careful. Anybody with respiratory ailments need to be particularly careful. Young children, the elderly. In fact, one of our significant challenges, of course, is visitor safety. We're a model worldwide for providing access, safe access to lava viewing. And as I say, volcanoes are a natural wonder and many are drawn to them. But our goal is foremost to keep our employees and visitors safe.
What kind of plant and animal life can people find in Hawaii Volcanoes National Park?
Interestingly enough, we have natural resources. We have an ecosystem that has evolved, adapted, and flourishes on a volcanic landscape. But let's not forget that we also have a Hawaiian culture that links to Kilauea and Mauna Loa volcanoes, not only historically, but today as well. You know, as I mentioned, this is the home of the volcano goddess Pele. And you can really say three elements describe this park: culture, biology, and geology.
When the lava flows into the water and expands the land, as you've said, does that land become National Park Service land automatically?
You know, it does. There's been many conversations about that. But there's also another interesting thing that happens when the new land is formed. We refer to that in many cases as benches. And oftentimes those benches will subsequently break off into the sea. So though we might have added 1,000 acres 10 years ago, we may only have 500 acres of that left.
Hmm. So what do you tell people to do if they're there for one day? What should they do?
Oh, my goodness gracious. There's so much to do. We have a plethora of activities. It's our centennial year. So this year we have special tourism programs. We have over 150 miles of trails to hike. We have daily ranger-led programs and walks. We have hula programs and performances, music programs, Hawaiian music programs, cultural demonstrations, bird watching. We have restoration and stewardship opportunities. And of course, countless up close and personal volcano learning experiences with Pele.
That's Cindy Orlando, who is the superintendent of Hawaii Volcanoes National Park on the island of Hawaii. Cindy, sounds fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you. Have a wonderful day. Aloha.